Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. This week's episode is part of a new segment called Soundwaves Reviews, where we give our listeners an audible edition of our online music reviews. In this episode, we have Jacob T. Skeen's newest album, Telestial. With a punk rock certification for causing mayhem, this one-man band delivers beastly power and an electric sound that can only be heard to be true. You can listen to Telestial on any streaming service and read along if you prefer by visiting slugmag.com. Soundwaves will continue publishing its regular bi-weekly interviews, so tune in next week. Slug Magazine's Brew Stillery is a local beer and spirits festival, and it's been celebrating Utah's brewers and distillers since 2018. This all-ages event has something for everyone to enjoy, offering tastings of local beer and spirits, and also featuring local food trucks, artisans, and music. Don't miss Slug Mag's Brew Stillery 2024 on Saturday, June 15th at Art Space City Center from 2 to 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now through 24tix.com. Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
My name is Alton Barnhart. I am the editorial coordinator here at Slug Magazine. This is a local music review on Jacob T. Skeen's Telestial that I wrote alongside the Beer and Spirits issue. I hope you enjoy it. When's the last time you picked up a kick-ass rock and roll album? The problem with the modern rock album is that it revolves around sending a message. Whether the record takes a darkly pre-natural ambiance similar to Berlin's Rammstein, the madman rambling punk approach inspired by Black Flag, or the out-of-date butt rock that you hear Unbroken on Pandora, all seems to take a stance of becoming a statement piece. Gone are the days of lacing up the Sharpie scratch Chuck Taylors and full-blown moshing to sheer energy alone. God, I miss Warped Tour so much. However, fresh off the electric high of Slug Mag's 35th anniversary party, the safety pin marathon man Jacob T. Skeen fires off punk experimental mortar rounds at every bystanding listener to mosh for cover in his new album, Telestial. Sanctioning himself as a punk-rocking lone commando, Skeen flares his passion and talent through an idiocentric sound. This molten potion of garage metal and industrial science experiments overflow with a lively energy. Amidst chunky guitar strums, brass-knuckled drum bashing, and rustic vocals, that's all Skeen's doing. Telestial blows out the stereo speakers with roughhousing vibrations while spotlighting Skeen's sharpened experience through the local punk scene. Heavy tracks like Come Home and Chronic Gut sparks teenage angst drawl, yet retain a sense of maturity through the undulating rawness. It's this almost garage band style that causes a wildfire of nostalgia, like a howitzer missile aimed directly at you. One listen to the beginning of Come Home with a lengthy guitar incline will shoot you back into more energetic times. Maybe back to your first Kilby Court concert on a hot August night, or watching Airheads for the first time. The music is high-pressured, head-banging fun that keeps listeners ready for an electrifying slugfest. Just leave your steel toes at home when you do. With each powerline track that gasses up my primal rebellion, there are some tracks that cross into psychedelic territory. You Try to Take My Life and Please Keep Me Awake sound almost influenced by the Santa Cruz surfer rock of the 60s. The rockabilly tracker beam introduction in Please Keep Me Awake would be perfect for skateboarding in abandoned swimming pools, making the wavy instruments feel like the actual tidal waves they carve through. That's not to say the change in tone becomes daunting. In fact, it's a type of deviance needed to show Skeen's range through rock in general. I've always hated using the word vibes as a description, but Terrestrial fits the sheer reanimation of the punk genre, feeding off the vibes and not making every song a hot take statement. I would say Jacob T. Skeen really outdid himself in Telestial, but once the guitar chugs fades to white noise, the aura of something missing lingers. Each track is less than 4 minutes long, with Please Keep Me Awake merely grazing the 1 minute mark. The record is a candy bowl filled with only bite-sized snacks. Delicious, but I'm not exactly satisfied yet. I want more riffs to fist pump to without hanging on each lyric like it's going to reshape my whole personality. It's a great rawhide journey from this wanting to experience the true meaning of the movie SLC Punk. Any inspiring rocker should give this a quick listen and reassure themselves that the purest energy will light up any venue more than the lyrical commentary. In the simplest terms, to quote Slug senior staff writer Parker Scott Mortensen, Telestrial is something to cut your teeth on.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Mary Culbertson, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, help support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.